This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
So my name is Lamone Brady Russell. I am a published nurse author, and at present I am a night education resource specialist in one of the major hospitals in the Houston, Texas area. So my journey here started, I want to say, about 12 years ago. And so I was living in Jamaica at the time. I was a critical care nurse, and I'd gotten experience in PD, med-surg, obstetrics. And so I wanted to move forward with my career, and I thought, well, let's go to the U.S. So we did that, moved here in about 2012, my husband and I, and we started an ICU, a 16-bed ICU. We were contracted with the wonderful AMN, so we were there for about 2 years, contracted with them, but we loved the place and the people so much that we stayed another 5 years, had our two kids there, and then just about 5 years ago, I want to say, we moved to Texas. So we are currently in Texas. As my family, you see, coming up from Jamaica, visiting with us. So we moved to Texas about 5 years ago. Since then, I moved into an ICU as well. This was a 30-bed ICU. Quickly moved into, you know, a leadership role, clinical coordinator. Then I did an interim capacity while I was in the ICU, clinical manager. And then fast forward, I advocated for our night educator role, you know, highlighting that the populace, there is half your populace at night in the hospital who need educational issues and have gaps that they need to close. And so that role was created for me. It is an inaugural role. And so I've been enjoying that. My night people love me. I love my night people. And I've been very honored to have a few accolades over the last couple of years that have recognized my work in various capacities with various facilities. While I was waiting to come here, I was hit with retrogression. So I know how frustrating that can be. And so our time, you know, our waiting time was protracted a little bit. But just coming into the system, there were definitely some hiccups, but there were also some great opportunities. And I think, you know, once you have the mindset, once you're ready to buckle down, work hard, adjust yourself, be open to learning new things and making your integrity, your hard work speak for itself, I think there's a lot of opportunity for growth here. Initially, the director that hired me was very open, very welcoming, very warm. And when I went there, the climate was pretty much the same. Thankfully, we went and there were some OGP people. So needless to say, by the time we left, there was an OGP posse, an AMN posse. And so it was nice to have people from different countries with whom you could relate, you know, having that immigrant experience like, oh, you're from Qatar, you're from Philippines, oh, I'm from Jamaica, oh, you're from Ghana. You know, so we had that in common and we really supported each other. But for the clinical team that was there, they were really open to having people of various backgrounds to bring our expertise and to hear what we had to say, to have that different clinical perspective from an international view. And so we used to, you know, get together, form committees, give them ideas of, oh, you know, in my country we use this, or in my country we use this. And we had a great team in that they would incorporate what we thought about or the experiences that we'd had to try and better their own. Now, I will say, you know, there's a way to do that. So if you come in thinking, oh, no, this is nothing like we have in Ghana, or, oh, no, this is not how we do it in Dubai, I can tell you right away, people will take offense to that. So being open, I think just coming in, being observant, seeing how things are done, seeing those opportunities for, oh, maybe we could do that better. Waiting for that opportunity to give you 2 cents, I call it, and really working together as a team, because at the end of the day, we're all there for patient safety. We want our patients to get better and go home. But if you come, you know, trying to run the show, trying to compare, trying to show people, you know, where their glaring holes are, I can bet you will have resistance. And unfortunately, a few of our nurses had that. And so for their orientation period, it was particularly challenging. And they didn't even finish the contract. So I just want to caution you, coming in, being observant, being a team player, being credible, doing your work in a way that invokes integrity, you know, invokes your clinical skills, speaks about how you present yourself as a professional, really goes a long way, because people then take you seriously, like, I saw Lamone do this differently. Why is that? You know, so that inquiry, that curiosity, always wanting to do better, to build the team, to work together, accomplishing things in a way that we are doing it together. This is a team approach, I think, was really helpful for me personally. And like I said, you know, I think one of the key things is how you are presenting yourself. If you're coming in with, oh, no, in Dubai, we don't even do that, you know, or, you know, in Ghana, oh, in Jamaica, oh, no, this is a no-go. It really sets people up on edge, if you know what I mean. And like I said, you're just being open, being like, oh, this is not how we do it, but I would like to know how to do that. Or, you know, this is one thing that we tried, and this is what happened with us. I wonder if we could try that here. You know, so phrasing things in that way to encourage discussion, I find has really worked well for me. But you want to make sure that you are doing that just in that way, because like I said, people can take it the wrong way. And I always say, whether you're shy, bold, or anything in between, always have a notebook. Make those little notes. Like, if I'm going in tomorrow and, oh, they're going to teach me about CRRT, you know, oh, we have a CRRT patient tomorrow, I am writing things down. I am reading it up tonight. Like, what are my different modes? What is CRRT? So I'm making a little note so that when I go tomorrow and I see the practical aspect of it, I can now add to the theoretical base that I created last night. And so it's much easier for me versus going, okay, they're going to teach me CRRT tomorrow. I don't even know what that is, but I'm just going to go learn. When you come to tomorrow, let's say you have a crappy preceptor who is, this is their second time with CRRT, you're setting yourself up for failure. You are behind the eighth ball because you don't know what it is. You don't have a theoretical base. And now they're trying to show you both the practical and also have to now teach you the theory. And they're like, oh my gosh, she is the worst. You know, so you're already setting yourself up for failure inadvertently. And this is the world, right? So we want you guys to be successful. And these are the tips that we're giving you because we've been there and done that.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Coming into it, knowing who does what and what their scope is important, because then you avoid a the duplication in roles. You avoid taking on everybody else's role and not getting what you need to get done. So I relay a story the other day. One of my new grads, you know, she was a PCT. And for those of you who don't know, a PCT is like a patient care technician. Most of the times they're like nurses in nursing school, but they're doing a PCA role where they're like a nurse assistant. And so, you know, she was a PCT on the same floor and now she was becoming a whole new nurse. So she had just done her NCLEX. She was orienting to this new grad role. And so she was with her preceptor. They asked the PCT, who, like I say, is like a nurse's aide, to, hey, you know, can you take out this IV and get this patient's belongings so she has to be discharged? And, you know, the PCT was like, okay. So she left thinking it was going to be done. She left, ran over to this other patient that was decompensating, only to find out later at the end of shift at 7:30, the patient's husband brought her back because she still had her IV in. That's a problem. So needless to say, she was just like, but I told her to do it. I said, did you get confirmation? Did we follow up? When they spoke to the PCT was like, that's not my job. I'm not doing that. And I just walked away. So being able to hold your person that you have delegated to responsible, having that feedback loop that we've closed, making sure that, you know, again, just like Holly said, you're at the top of your game. You are still responsible for all things that have happened to that patient. And so, of course, you know, she got some disciplinary action, unfortunately. but it's because she delegated something that could have been done by this person, but it wasn't done. And of course, it came back to her as the nurse. So just being aware of when you delegate something, you also need to follow through, be clear about it, and close that communication loop is so important when you're delegating. Like I said before, please have a notebook. A notebook will save your life. I tell my new grads the same thing. You have something that you can refer back to when you are on your own in the sea, sailing by yourself. When you make those little notes, you can always go back to that. Mm-hmm. I always say too, plan bulk your tasks together. So I like going into my room, talking to my patient. I have my mobile WoW or my mobile computer, and I'm talking to Miss Smith, about how she's doing. Oh, and she needs to go to the bathroom. We have gotten her to the bathroom, but I'm charting. Is she a one assist? Did she pee right now? How did her lines look? I'm doing a mini assessment, and I'm charting it while I'm doing that. I put her vital signs in. So by the time I'm done in the room, I've already got her vitals in. I've done her up and out. I've checked all her pees, make sure she has potty, pain, all those things. So that's helping me to already chart, because I promise you that is one of the biggest challenges with new nurses here and with nurses coming in as well. The charting system can be overwhelming if you haven't used an electronic chart before. If it's a different version of what you're used to, it can be overwhelming. So finding those little pockets of time to chart is so important. Having a notebook, like I said, write everything down. I'd rather you write everything that's obviously not everything, but key things that you can refer back to. Also, being able to delegate, it is a big challenge as well, especially for new grads. So if you're a new nurse, if you are coming in and you haven't had that support system in terms of a multidisciplinary team, your nurse's aide, please use them. They are happy to help. So if you have a patient who needs to go potty, who is a fall risk, have your nurse's aide go in there while you go to start the blood on this patient. You know, so you will always have competing priorities, but delegation really helps you to get that time management down, you know, get what you need to get done, get things done by the end of your shift. I also say to, let's say, come in early. I like to say, come in early, look at your chart early, make a plan for the night. So if I have meds, I do a 9 o'clock, I have Zantac. 11 o'clock, I have to give them ibuprofen. 1 o'clock, I have levofloxacin to give. So I like to make a med plan. So those are key things that you never want to miss. excuse me. If you have like a post-op patient, I'll have it on my little note, 3 a.m., discontinue Foley. So having that mapped out plan really helps you, because you're not going to the room to, oh, let me go give this IV. Then you're like, oh, I forgot to pull out the Foley. You go back in again. Then you come back in 5 minutes later. Oh, here's your pain medicine. That patient is getting interrupted sleep. They're like, oh my gosh, this nurse is all over the place. You're wasting time going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So putting those tasks together, having a plan, charting in the room, coming in early, making sure that you're familiar with what is going on with your patient. Those things are helpful for me because it helps with time management. Communication, that it really can be a sore point, especially with your nurse's aide. So I personally like to, beginning of my shift, I do like a, you know, you get your handover from your nurse, but I also like to do a handover, you know, collaboration with my nurse techs. Okay, so, you know, bed 3, 4, 5, these patients, Smith, Rodney, and Tran are our heavy cases. So my plan is to, let's do a bath at 3 o'clock. Let's do a turn at so-and-so. And they're like, you know, they're like, oh, okay, Miss Lamone is in this with me. So it establishes that respect, that we're working together, that team approach. So if you get caught up at 2 o'clock and you don't get to do her bath because you already had a plan, you already emptied potty for this one, you already got this one up and out, she realizes that you're working with her. So if it comes to 2 o'clock and you are busy with the bath, she has no problem. She just grabs somebody else and get that bath done. So those are the kind of things, like I said, I completely endorse what Holly is saying. You've got to have that communication, that openness, that willingness to get gritty too, because this is nursing. We see a lot of bugs and we clean a lot of poop and we're in this together. So if I have somebody who can help me, yes, thank you. In some of the institutions, they have what is called like a peer emotional response team. So if you're going through a bad day and it's an overwhelming day, you have like a peer responder team that you can call that team and you can talk to another nurse who just gets what you're going through. And, you know, Mr. Smith fell and you had a bad day today and your patient came back and didn't do well. And, you know, your little old lady went on comfort care and it's just an overwhelming day. And so they can really be helpful, like giving you that emotional first aid. So you can kind of just talk through it in a safe space. It's confidential. And oftentimes they have suggestions as to how do you escalate this concern or who can you talk to about that. There's chaplaincy if you want to use that as well. And it really helps, especially for us, you know, acclimatizing and coming to a new place to be heard. Sometimes you don't want to go bawling to your manager sometimes or your preceptor. But I think that having that emotional release and having somebody who's empathetic and who's listening to your challenges can really be helpful sometimes. So if you do have that as an option at your facility, please use it. It's very helpful, cathartic even.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.